Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live from the Edmore Sawgrass Chevrolet Studios, Morse has more. Visit EdmoreSawgrass.com. This is Hochman and Crowder on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM, 96.5 FM HD2, and online at WQAM.com.
What do we do at the top of the hour, Crowder?
Try to give away money.
Army training, sir.
You like that movie.
Time for your chance to win $1,000. 560 WQAM slam dunk contest. Your chance to take home $1,000. Text the word bike. B-I-K-E. Text it right now to 72881, and you are registered. If you don't win this time, your next chance will be the top of the next hour, about 5 o'clock. This is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Do not text and drive. If you want to be the $1,000 winner this hour, it has to start with you texting the word bike right now to 72881. We got an email today that we've had a couple of winners on this particular show. I think one of them happened in the 4 o'clock hour, either yesterday or the week before. So why not have it be you? You made a great point yesterday, which is you're listening to the show right now anyway.
Yeah.
There's honestly, unless you're driving, nothing to stop you from taking 5 seconds texting the word bike to 72881. And then what happens is, I don't know if you get the call this hour, next hour, whatever, but someone will call you. I have had people text in. They go, hey, do you know what number the person calling to alert you that you've won is calling from, or what area code? Because they've got bill collectors. They you know, unknown number.
Yeah.
They'll leave you a voicemail. So if you win the $1,000, someone will call you.
Yeah, funny bike story.
Yeah.
My neighborhood is now getting, we were half occupied, and now people are building and moving in. One of my neighbors, he's trying to befriend me, right? Walks past all the time. Not a big neighborhood. You can walk a big loop. Walks past all the time. He sees me, always waves. He'll stop. He'll talk. Chop it up. He listens sometimes. Hope he's not listening. I don't know how close I can get with him because he has a son that's about 8 and still has training wheels. And
yeah.
I judge the parent if the kid can't ride a bike. Is that wrong?
No, that's actually fair. Got to be able to have the training wheels removed by the time you're 8.
But it's on the parent. You can't blame the kid for
that. No. That's on the parent. That's on the parent. Yeah. 100% on the parent. Unless the kid is just constantly falling over
Is
it?
Yes. You got to teach him.
I judge people. It's funny that you say that because I judge people on certain things. Like I say, you can tell a ton about a person just by seeing which apps are on the front page on their phone.
Oh, yeah.
If you look at, you know what I mean? Like, look at whatever the front page apps are on someone's phone. You can tell a lot about a person. Because I know on mine, I've got, you know, Merrill Lynch and Chase, Ally Bank or whatever. Like, because I'm older. And so my interests are different than those of a young person. My guess is there's nothing financial on the front of Falero's phone.
Actually, there is.
There is?
My bank.
Oh, there is? Okay.
I got my bank, but I also got the Fortnite app on my phone.
Yeah, see? So. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that those wipe each other out. Those negate each other.
You can pass the test.
Let me see. Let me see your phone. Let's see what you got
this
on the front.
This guy doesn't have a YouTube app.
He doesn't even have all the apps used. He's got a bunch of blank space.
I don't need any more apps. Well, I need a full page app.
Nobody
has 3 rows. No. You have 5 rows.
Nobody, I don't use my phone like y'all. I'm in love with the world. I'm not in love with this technology.
Is this the front page for sure?
Yeah, Hold on, that's my first page.
No, that's not. This is your first page.
That's my first page.
Isn't it?
I don't know.
Let me see. Hold on. Should be the
one with the calendars
on it. I'm going to turn the phone off. I'm going to turn it back on. Because I'm telling you, you find out a lot about a person on their front page. Now you've got to open it. Does it have a code
word? 555555.
I mean,
55555.
All right, here you go. You got the calendar. You got photos, mm-hmm. a camera. What's matches?
It's a game for my kids.
Is it?
Is it?
Tune in radio.
Yep. If I listen to us.
iBooks.
I love my iBooks.
It's an inside joke. We weren't laughing at you.
I'm about to say, I can read.
iHeartRadio. iHeartRadio. Why you have iHeartRadio?
So I listen to 560 on.
We're not iHeart.
But you can listen to 560 on that app.
Twitter. Oh, and of course, we all probably have pony puzzles. Honestly.
This is my first page.
Pony puzzles.
Dude has apps of like an 8-year-old.
What do you have on your
six and a 5-year-old?
What do you have on your front page?
I have like all the regulars, calendar photos. I have a group chat app called Telegram.
Mm.
I have like a folder of all the sports apps that I use.
You see, I don't use any folders. No
you
folders.
Use the folders.
No folders.
Yeah, it's more convenient.
Can I move my flashlight to my main page?
Yes, you use it a lot, do you?
I use my flashlight more than anything else.
The flashlight.
Yes.
You know there's an easy way to use it, right?
You flip up the bottom.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do.
I want to move that box over to the main page.
I don't know if you can do that.
I use my flashlight more than Twitter.
I've got messages, just the regular messages app that I use that the most. New York Post, you know I'm on that nonstop. Miami Herald, Snapchat, Twitter, Waze. I don't even use it very much.
You put Waze on the first page.
The only reason is sometimes when I get out of here at work, I just want to see what the quickest route is. So I hit go home, and then it just shows me the Turnpike 95, and then I can decide which one's going to be the shorter ride.
I do the same thing.
Yeah. But I don't sit there and ride with Waze on the whole time.
It'll kill your data.
I use my male intuition.
Yeah. I don't have much male or intuition.
I think you have more intuition than male.
You know how else I judge people? I asked Valero before the show. I'll give you the exact conversation that we had. I said, have you seen any good movies lately? He goes, yeah, I've seen Black Panther.
Hmm.
I go, how many stars do you give that movie? And what'd you say to me, Valero?
I said like 7 or 8. It wasn't that great.
Okay. I immediately judge people. If I ask you how many stars do you give that movie or give that TV show, if you're not automatically, by default, using the 4-star scale system, you're an idiot in my mind.
You use 4 stars?
So the moment that you go 7 or 8 stars, I go, okay, that guy, I'm done with him. He is beyond repair. You are a 25-year-old with training wheels. There's no 10-star system. 4 stars.
But we rate things out of 10.
Yeah, see, here's the problem with younger people.
Here we go.
A lot of the stuff, the apps and stuff, you know, oh, rate my app. Are you enjoying the app? And then you go on there to rate it. It's a 5-star system. Well, who the hell created that? It's always been 4 stars since the days of Siskel and Ebert.
I was thinking that's where it started.
Yeah.
These kids don't know Siskel and Ebert. They're
no
dead.
Idea.
I know one of them's dead.
They're both dead.
They're both dead.
Both
now?
Dead.
That's what the problem is.
The creator of the thong song, Siskel?
Siskel.
And actually, no, don't they use 5 stars for like recruiting?
I would love to see Siskel and Ebert in the thong song video.
That would be entertaining.
That would be something.
2 thumbs up. Am I wrong on that? If you use the 10-star system?
Especially with movies. I thought movies were 4. I'm with you on that.
Movies should always be a 4-star system.
Yeah, but if the movie's really good, you got to give it 10 stars.
Not out of 4. Mm. Can I tell what you told me before the show about how you would judge a person?
Yeah. Well, I'm just telling on myself today anyway, so yes, we can talk about it. This just happened, so.
If you don't want to talk about it.
It's okay. I'll get some charm offensive later with the person.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I have a family member who does something very similar. Go ahead. Tell everybody what it is.
I was preparing food with an individual, and he was trying to teach me some things, and he brought his own seasoning. The first problem with the seasoning is I use like Badia and Goya, you know, the natural stuff, the McCormick, Like, I mix my garlic powder, onion powder.
You make your own blend.
My own blend. First out the box, he pulled out the Mrs. Dash. And he was like, yeah, this is what I put on my fish.
I roll with a crew. Her name is Mrs. Dash.
So I was like,
squad up.
And I'm trying to be cordial. And I'm like, okay, Mrs. Dash. He's like, okay. So he's like, yeah, you know, making a little lobster, a little split lobster with the butter, and you season them. And he's like, oh, for my seafood, yeah. Perfect pinch. I was like, perfect pinch? Perfect pinch? So I'm already upset by the bottles.
Okay.
But then the stuff, and I learned, I told you because I learned this about myself. What pushes me over the edge to my, I told you, my wife saw my frustration and told me, good job.
Look at you.
Because the person that leaves the foil seal inside of anything, ketchup or seasoning or peanut butter, or just leave that seal on the inside.
There's the lid that you take off, and then underneath the lid, oftentimes there's something that is the second protectant.
And they just bust it with like a pin and then leave that little rail of foil folded down into the bottle. You are the laziest human in the world, and I hate you.
And I mean, that's excessive, but I kind of am with Crowder there because my wife does that. I was telling you with the cream cheese. You know, you take the Philadelphia cream cheese lid off, and then there's the foil.
Yes.
She opens the foil halfway, takes
Why?
Out some cream cheese, and then covers the foil back up.
She justify it?
Yeah, I was like, well, why? You know, the first time, I'm like, why is the, oh, it, you know, keeps it more fresh.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, like, I do the same thing.
You do?
I do.
The little foil, the foil protectant?
It just feels wrong to take it off.
Wrong?
Yeah. Leave it on there. I think it keeps it fresh as well.
It doesn't.
Someone wants to know if you were cooking with Omar Kelly. Is that?
I tell you, boy, if you have Mrs. Dash or
Omar grows his own spices.
Oh, perfect pinch. Don't tell nobody you know how to cook. I hate that person. Oh, yeah, I teach you how to make a rib and brings over to Mrs. Dash. Take that crap home. Mrs. Dash.
What is Mrs. Dash? I've never heard of that.
Man, it's some season that people that don't know how to cook use. Okay. Yeah.
I use Badia.
I do too. Oh,
but okay. You got it like you would, but you would use paprika and like you would use Badia spices and create your own Mrs. Dash. Mr. Dumb.
Somebody, you always take shots.
And pinch, perfect.
On popcorn, though, I'm a big proponent of using kernel seasonings. Hal Habib wrote this for the Palm Beach Post just recently. How'd he become a kernel? Nobody knows. Oh, popcorn kernel.
Yeah.
Kernel seasonings. You know, I never put that together. I've had that in my...
That just happened?
I've never... I was just...
You just guy put me Mr. that together.
I was just thinking... Because they don't spell it K-E-R, like it's C-O-L-O, you know, kernel.
Yeah.
But I just realized that's a play on words for a popcorn kernel.
Like that Gucci Mane song I let you listen to earlier.
It is.
Kernel
and kernel.
Yep. Young Gucci Mane.
That is excellent. I just realized that.
Are you proud of it? Kind of feel funny?
A little funny.
Okay, you should.
Hal Habib wrote this in the Palm Beach Post. Ex-Miami Dolphins center Mike Pouncey on joining the L.A. Chargers. I get to play with elite quarterback Philip Rivers. And a lot of people are taking this as like a throwing some shade at Ryan Tannehill.
No, I don't think people know what shade is.
Well, listen, Mike Pouncey will be snapped. This is from Hal Habib. Mike Pouncey will be snapping the ball to Philip Rivers instead of Ryan Tannehill this fall, and he seems perfectly happy about it. No disrespect to any of the guys in Miami, he told the Chargers website. I enjoyed my career there for 7 years with the Miami Dolphins, but to be able to play with an elite guy like this and a Hall of Fame quarterback is something I always dreamed of in my life. I can't wait. Is that a little bit of shade at Tannehill?
No, not at all.
None?
Is it shade if somebody says, hey, Hawk? Channing could beat you in a race.
No, because I know that to be the truth.
And a Hall of Famer. Philip Rivers is going to the Hall of Fame. Whenever he retires, 5 years later, because that's the rules, he's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. And Tannehill's not.
But to say I always dreamed of something like this.
Yes. I dreamed of playing for a Super Bowl team. Every player dreams of playing for a Super Bowl team. Or every receiver dreams of playing with a great quarterback to get his numbers up. But Mike Pouncey saying it as a center, it's right there. He's dealing with that quarterback on an every play basis. Yes, it's not shade. Shade is when somebody does something good and you try to knock them for good. Shade is people criticizing an NBA player because he's not LeBron. That's shade. Oh, you sorry as hell. I can't be that sorry. I start for the Milwaukee Bucks. That's shade. Saying that Phillip Rivers is better than Tannehill, it's not shade. It's the truth. Tannehill's not upset by this at all.
Another interesting tidbit in the article that Hal Habib writes. So the move to Los Angeles, where Mike Pouncey goes, now it puts him where Jonathan Martin is, right, on the West Coast. So they asked him about it at this press conference, and Mike Pouncey's quote was, I'm not concerned about anybody coming looking for me.
I talked to Mike about it.
Yeah.
At JT's golf tournament.
And?
He had an awesome quote. He says, I hunt. I don't get hunted. I said, I understand what you're saying, Mike. I got you.
Yeah. You know, certain guys, that wouldn't sound right. Mike Pouncey, that sounds about right.
Yeah. He laughed. Like, hey, Mike, the guy threatened you. Who threatened me? I hunt. I don't get hunted.
You want to give away some Panthers tickets here, Falero?
Let's do it.
Today's a Panthers Wednesday. We had Vinny Trocheck on before. People are asking us if we can replay that interview because they missed it and they see on Twitter. There are people that called that the best sports radio interview they've ever heard.
Really?
He was good.
He was.
He gets our show. All right, we have a pair of tickets to see the Panthers and the Coyotes this Saturday at the BB&T Center?
Yes, the 24th.
You've checked that?
I did double check it.
All right. Panthers and Coyotes this Saturday at the BB&T Center. Got a pair of tickets. Be caller 5 on the contest line. 1-800-227-0560. 1-800-227-0560. Panthers are hot. Get your Panthers tickets. Dave and Buster's time. No better place to watch the tournament than Dave and Buster's in Hollywood. I am going there tonight after the show. Meeting my kid and some of his friends and play some video games. And you know what I'm going to eat. You saw what I ate when we watched the Miami Loyola game.
What'd you have?
I had those nachos.
That's right.
You want to tell everybody what you had?
I had the little swirly drink.
You have Falero's with us.
I remember the name. Don't say swirly drink. It was called an icy sip.
An icy sip.
It was delicious.
It had actual gummy worms in it. I'm not kidding. It was a kid's drink.
And a light.
It was a light up. I thought, I'm
she
not
put
even
it
kidding
in a grown-up
you.
Cup.
I'm not kidding you. I thought they brought you the wrong drink.
Really?
I thought you had, like, I just thought you had ordered some kind of crazy alcoholic beverage. You did not. It was an actual kid's drink item off the Dave & Buster's menu that had gummy worms in it and a light up glass.
With the shaved ice, it was a slushie.
And you got 3 of them.
I love slushies.
You did? Am I lying?
3 of them. Yeah.
3 of them.
Because I take my core temperature down when I drink a lot of slushies, preserves the organs.
Is that what you're doing? You're packing your organs in ice? I'll be at Dave & Buster's tonight if you want to play me in some Papa Shot. I'm getting those nachos, though. Don't even start.
You're good at eating nachos. You're not that damn good at Papa Shot.
That's a lie. It's a flat-out lie.
I beat you.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
Nope.
I beat both of you, actually. Yeah.
I was there.
He didn't. He beat you on an actual basketball court.
He beat us
and I beat you in the Papa Shot.
No, you did not. You seen the sports bar at Dave & Buster's in Hollywood? Tons of TVs, these huge flat-screen, high-def TVs. One of the best places to watch a game in all of South Florida. Dave & Buster's, I love that sports bar, the Hollywood location. And the food there is great. Like I said, the nachos I absolutely love. But the entire menu is awesome. The games in the Midway are great. Really, just the perfect place. Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. They've got happy hour Monday through Friday, 4:30 till 7. Sunday through Thursday, 10 p.m. till close. They've got specials almost every day of the week. Today, every Wednesday, all games are half price. Great day to go to Dave & Buster, especially like my kid's on spring break, which is why we're going. Palm Beach County's on spring break. Can't do any better than Dave & Buster's in the Oakwood Plaza in Hollywood, just east of I-95 between Sterling and Sheridan. Convenient for everyone. Dave & Buster's. Eat, drink, play, watch sports.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Yes, we are you kidding me?
I know you love this.
Are you kidding me?
Waiting for a long time.
You know what movie this is from?
No.
But we ain't gonna wait.
You don't know?
We're getting ready to rock and roll. We're going to 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3.
Well, you know every song from movies, and I know you like this movie.
Huh?
48 Hours.
Oh yeah.
Remember the Bus Boys?
Yes.
That's the group, and they're on stage at the club that Nick Nolte and Eddie Murphy go to.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, I forgot. I would have never guessed that one.
How did you know I love this song, Falero?
Well, this is like the first song we were supposed to play for
right.
the show.
This is what I wanted to play. When I moved to this radio station from 790, I wanted this to be the first song. Vic Bermudez was our producer back at the time, and I said, play The Boys Are Back in Town by The Bus Boys, because there's another version of it. Okay. And then that was the start of my career here, which happened to be on April Fool's Day 4 years ago. And he played The Boys Are Back in Town by Thin Lizzy, which is a totally different song and not one that I was interested in hearing. My entire career here started out as a mistake.
Thin Lizzy.
The
hell is that?
And then and my contract here is actually up in 10 days. And then
they're going to tighten up.
Man, I'm telling you, you're going to walk in here April 1st. I don't know who's going to be sitting next to you.
And then we're going to think it's an April Fool's joke waiting for hot
day. It would be. I would laugh.
Do they still have the Crowder and Guzio imaging? See if that's still in the computer.
Don't find it.
See if you can still find that.
No, you good.
Computer. A great song. Right. You know what we haven't done? The tournament.
Oh, DBJ.
Don Bailey Jr. was on with us. Was it yesterday or the day before? Day before. Yeah, so Don Bailey Jr., the radio analyst for the Miami Hurricanes, he weaves things into the broadcast that we give him. It's ridiculous. It's silly stuff. And so Falero seeded 3 seasons worth of Don Bailey Jr. calls during actual Miami Hurricane football broadcasts. 4 number 1s, 4 number 2s, all the way to make a tournament of Don Bailey Jr. calls. And we did the 1 versus the 16 while DBJ was on the phone, the 8 versus the 9. We did the 5 versus the 12, right? So we're
yes,
at the...
we're at the 4-13s.
4-13, okay. You want to hear some of these?
Yes.
Figure out who's going to win these brackets. And then we have to pick a day where we do, where we play these out. When's the actual NCAA championship? I think it's April 2nd.
April 2nd.
All right, so we got to do this before April 2nd, but probably before March 31st, or else you're going to do this with Guzio. So here's the 4 versus the 13s. We don't have names for our regions. Falero got overworked by just picking out the 64 zones. So this is the upper left corner of your paper region. The 4 versus the 13. The 4 is DBJ channeling Will Ferrell.
Here comes Herb Waters. He's going to throw it. He's got Walton wide open. He's got it at the 5-yard line.
The good news is, Joe, 60% of the time, it works all the time. Heck of a play, was it not?
That's good. It was good. And then he throws in the heck of a play, was it not?
That was real good.
And that's facing off the 13 seed. Now, this is actually, this is from Eddie Murphy, isn't it? This is not 48 Hours, but isn't...
I thought this was Major Payne.
No, this is Eddie Murphy where he goes, my Agent Orange is acting up. Isn't it?
No, that's Major Payne.
No.
Isn't it?
No, I think it's Trading Places.
They both use the phrase Agent Orange.
But I think he says, my Agent Orange is acting up. Isn't that Eddie Murphy in Trading Places?
And Major Payne says it too.
Does he?
Yes.
All right, well, here's Don Bailey Jr. doing that during a broadcast, although I think he changed it to Orange and Green for the Hurricanes.
Red Kaya puts it right in there for a touchdown.
All this excitement is making my Agent Orange and Green act up, Joseph.
I find that funnier today than when he did it.
That was a good.
That was good. All right, there's your 4 versus 13. Here's the 4 versus the 13. Just looking at the matchup makes me laugh. This is your bottom left-hand corner of your bracket paper region.
We got to name them.
The 4 seed is Don Bailey Jr. trying out some of his rapping abilities.
The game is all tied at 16-16.
Wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble. Touchdown, homer.
Do you have the actual song? DJ Zog remixed that into a song. Is it too much of a headache with all these sounds up?
A little bit.
Okay, all right, don't worry about it. We'll get to it later. That was Wobble Baby, Wobble Baby, Wobble Baby, Wobble. That is going up against the 13 seed, which I believe is from the movie Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
I could use some cinnamon buns or something right now.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
And he didn't know. He didn't know that that was from Willy Wonka. He actually thought that was from Snozzberry Farm.
One of my favorite movies ever.
Snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
They were licking the wallpaper.
You have the song. Here's Wobble Baby Wobble by Don Bailey Jr. and DJ Zog.
Wobble Baby, Wobble Baby, Wobble Baby, Wobble. 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 Wobble, 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 wobble baby.
Wobble baby, wobble baby, wobble, yeah.
Wobble baby, wobble baby,
wobble baby, wobble, yeah.
Wobble baby, wobble baby,
wobble baby, wobble, yeah.
Wobble baby, wobble baby,
wobble baby, wobble,
yeah.
Make them back it up.
Yeah.
Make them back it up.
Wobble.
That's excellent. Thank you, DJ Zog downstairs at Power 96 for doing that for us. In the top right corner of your piece of paper region, the four seed. Oh, this was great. In Hard Knocks, who was the coach?
Greg Williams.
Greg Williams. Do you think you could find that? Wait a second. Now, this is going to get a little more complex here. Do you think you could find the Hard Knock sound and the DJ Zog remix? So we're watching Hard Knocks. This was not last season. It was the season before, right?
The Rams.
Is that it? Yeah, it was Rams because he was the Rams DC. Defensive yep. coordinator, Greg Williams. And if you can't find it, you can't find it. But maybe the song at least. Greg Williams is on Hard Knocks. And he's got the defense in the room, and he's screaming at them, right? And he's like, you got to hit them hard or whatever. No more touchy-feely on the assy. It was something, right?
Yes.
And we were just like, what?
He went crazy.
He went crazy. And then so we asked Don Bailey Jr. during a Hurricanes broadcast, can you do no more touchy on the assy? That was what the line was. Can you find that or no? Because your labeling system is trash.
Yeah, the Greg Williams one. Yeah. The actual clip, I'm having a problem
with. Right. Because, well, if you find it one day, you're having a problem with it or you just labeled it poorly?
I probably labeled it poorly.
Did you check Greg Williams?
Yeah.
Did you check Hard Knocks?
Yeah.
Did you check Touchy?
I'm doing it now.
It's going to be Touchy.
I'm trying to find a DJ Zog one now. You told me to just move on from it.
It's your filing system that's it's a little weak. Because there's only a couple things that possibly could be labeled if you wanted to find it at a later date.
I found a song.
You did?
It's not labeled really well.
What I have to know what you labeled it as.
Like the name is DJ Zog Song 1.
That's it?
But there's no mention of touchy or assy right. on it. It's just DJ Zog remix.
Right. Well, let's listen to the Don Bailey Jr. call of it first, which is the four seed in the top right corner of your paper region.
Hello, Jack Quarterman. Delivers a big hit. It'll be a loss of one.
There's no touchy or kissy when he hits you, Joseph.
It totally changed it because it was supposed to be touchy on the assy.
That's why I deducted to like to the fourth.
Right, I got you. Here's DJ Zog from Power 96 turned it into a song for us.
But everybody's touchy feel on his assy.
That's from Hard Knocks.
Touchy, assy. Everybody, touchy, assy. Everybody, touchy.
That's a great song. You can't tell me this wouldn't be a hit on South Beach.
Everybody's touchy, feel on his assy.
That was excellent. And you wonder why I have 10 days left in my QAM career. So that's the four seed. Again, DBJ did touchy, 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 and kissy, kissy, kissy. That faces off against the 13 seed. If you remember a viral video last year with the shoes, what are those?
Oh, yeah.
That, I mean, that was viral for a couple of weeks. What are those? And you'd look at someone's shoes or whatever. Yep. Don Bailey Jr. did it for us.
Miami has the ball.
And that's
a 25, but a flag is down.
What are those? Enough of the flags. What are those?
That's an upset up there.
I think that might be. Because if you know the context of what are those, that was a perfect spot. A flag gets thrown on the field. What are those?
Miami has the ball.
And
that's
a
25, but a flag is down.
What are those? Enough of the flags.
That's good.
That's really good. And the final 4-13 matchup, the four seed. Can I tell this story? This is the bottom right region. It's get your body weight off me.
Such a great story.
Should we not?
We can.
Well, let's just say
the genesis of the story. Me and my college roommate, we were suite mates. We had suites. We shared the bathroom and all in our room. And we met some girls and we were courting them. You know what I'm saying? We were wooing the girls. And then it was a time.
Throwing woo?
Yeah, we were throwing woo, and they were friends. So, you know, you used to work on them, you work and work. And it was the time where, yeah, they're coming back to the room. You know, they're coming back to the room tonight. So we're planning, hey, we're going out, we'll come back to the room tonight. So whatever, the night goes on about itself. Next day, we hear the door slam on one side, the other door slam. We know the girls left. So now, you know what 19-year-old boys do. You run in, hey, man, with it. Man, you ain't doing nothing. I'm like, what you talking about, bro? He said, man, all I heard through the door was get your body weight off me the whole night.
You were falling asleep.
Man, they want to party all night long and then go, man, it's 3:30 in the morning. I need my rest. I'm
so
pretty. I'm
cute. Came an inside joke here. Get your body weight off me. We gave it to DBJ. He actually put it into a broadcast.
Yerby is through into the end zone, 12 yards.
Get your body weight off me.
When you know the context and him saying it to Joe.
When you know the context, that's a one seed.
Oh, my goodness. And that's up against against the 13 seed. I don't know what this is. What's drank his milk?
Remember that viral video went out? Oh, he needs some milk.
Oh, he needs some milk. That was excellent, too. Let's hear that.
Braxton Berrios, 41 captivating yards for a touchdown.
Get you one, Braxton Berrios. He drank his milk today.
That was terrible. Terrible.
Hence why it's a 13.
Terrible.
Seed.
That should be a 16 seed. That is, I mean, terrible.
That's NIT.
That was supposed to be, he needs some milk.
He needs some milk, yeah.
All right. So there you go. There's some of the tournament matchups as we continue on with our Don Bailey Jr. tournament. Now, the actual basketball tournament, it is happening. There's 8 games remaining. Every time I talk about the tournament, I start to think about Miami losing to Loyola of Chicago, and then I start to and then you know what I need to do? I need to grab my 5-hour energy.
That sour apple?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, of course it's sour apple. Camouflage wrapper.
Yep. The best one.
There has to be a spike in sales in South Florida of the sour apple flavor, right? Because you and I both are talking about it.
I got a bag full over here.
Don't miss any of the great college basketball matchups that are left. You grab a 5-hour energy. You get that feeling of energy and focus to watch all tournament long. 5-hour energy helps you feel alert and energized. Each shot is packed with vitamins, nutrients, and about as much caffeine as a cup of the leading premium coffee. And 5-hour energy contains 0 sugar and 4 calories. I also like the orange flavor. Orange is very good. They've got grape. There's so many flavors. Pink lemonade, berry. But I do like orange and sour apple the best. There have been some great moments so far in the tournament. One great shot deserves another. So grab a 5-hour energy. Get back to 100% for all the games that are still to come. And there are some good games left and some drama. I hate it that Syracuse is still in it. But what are you going to do? A lot more basketball to come. Hopefully not a lot more Syracuse. But there's a lot more basketball to come. Don't miss a single second. Grab a 5-hour energy, get back to 100%, and get back to the games.
Radio.com.
I have to tell you what some of the texters are writing in on the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line, which is 56022. Doing the Don Bailey Jr. tournament of ridiculous sounds there. Somebody texts in, I'm driving on the Sawgrass. You guys have me spitting out and choking on my coffee from laughing so hard. Somebody else texts in, you need to get Don Bailey Jr. to do Michael Irvin's Oxygen and Water in a broadcast. That's in the tournament already. He's done that. You don't even have to find it, Valero. Don't even worry about it. Somebody else says, for some reason, I thought the body weight quote, get your body weight off me, was Brent Grimes' wife when she got busted at the Dolphins game. That is incorrect. The get your body weight off me is Crowder's story. Miko, when getting arrested, was actually shouting, get off my leg.
I think leg is plural.
And then I think it's leg because someone's on both your legs. Yeah, one leg though. Get off my leg.
Even distribution. That'll be fine.
And then somebody else texts in. I've been saying this all week when talking about 5-hour energy. I've been saying there's 8 games left because the elite, the Sweet 16. Mm-hmm. So that would be 8 games. Somebody says, how there are only 8 games left? Sweet 16 is 8 games. The Elite Eight is 4 games, and the Final Four is 3 games. There's 15 games left. That's correct. I, again, just zero ability to do math. Honestly, I've said that all week. That's the first person that's pointed it out. You guys didn't point it out to me either.
We make fun of your math problems too much.
Did you know that there were more than 8 games left?
I didn't.
Another 8 games coming up.
Yeah.
Right. My math, I go, okay, 16 teams are left. There's 8 games left. But that's absolutely wrong.
There's somebody on your legs.
I just try not to throw you off, man.
Yeah, well, that would have thrown me off.
I struggled enough with my reads. I don't want to get in yours.
I needed time on that one. I'm glad somebody pointed it out, though. There's not just 8 games left. We have the next.
There's 15 games.
15 games. I think. I don't know. I know there's more than 8. That guy pointed out. Makes sense.
However many games there are, you can eat Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market during.
So true.
Go to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market for your viewing parties.
Viewing parties.
The 15 games left, the 20 games, 8,
20,
whatever
however.
It is.
Include the NIT games. There's 100.
Delaware will watch out for you. Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market, they've been in the Hollywood, Florida area since 1951. They know what they're doing. Family owned and operated by the same wonderful family. Get out there. It is a South Florida tradition. You're missing out if you're not getting all your food from Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. Lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, and turkey, lobsters, 2 different types, 15 different types of shrimp, 20 different species of fish, escargot, frog legs, alligator meat, everything you can think of. Go to DelawareChicken.com. The food's going to be delicious. You're going to see the prices. They are amazing, and they're going to save you time. Go to DelawareChicken.com. Get exactly what you want. Find out exactly what you want. Call them in advance at 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. Call them in advance. Your order will be packaged and ready when you get there. Delicious food, saving you time, saving you money. That's Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. And Passover's coming. We will grind and clean for free all your whitefish, your yellow pike, and your carp. We have it right there at Delaware. Filter fish patties, chopped liver, turkey and chicken sausages for a Passover, for your holidays. You got to go to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market, and they have all your raw food, all the delicious food, but their rotisserie is amazing. Chickens, turkeys, turkey breasts, turkey rolls, ducks, Cornish hens. Get your rotisserie going from Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market as well. They're located on 441, one block south of Sterling Road, and when you get down there, tell them Crowder sent you.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.